Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Saturday, week 5 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of John and is titled, Not Being Pilate. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what he had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the council and said, What are we to do? This man is performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and destroy both our holy place and our nation. But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, You know nothing at all. You do not understand that it is better for you to have one man die for the people than to have the whole nation destroyed. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. They were looking for Jesus and were asking one another as they stood in the temple, What do you think? Surely he will not come to the festival, will he?
There are times when waiting to see what happens may be appropriate, particularly if the waiting causes no one any harm and if we are using the delay to examine our hearts to decide the best thing to do. The question arises, when is waiting the wise choice and when is it something we do to avoid responsibility? Apply this to your own life for a moment. What are you putting off and why are you putting it off? Then there is the scenario that finds us happy to act, but only if people do not know what we are doing or why we are doing it. This is a situation we see in today's gospel text. The religious leaders of the day are making decisions about what to do with Jesus. However, they are making those decisions behind closed doors. Secure behind their well-constructed walls, their certainty about what to do is revealed as hollow, as their lack of transparency weakens their leadership. Apply this to your own life for a moment. What have you decided to do about a difficult situation in your life while hoping people do not discover what you are doing? Why don't you want them to know?
Putting the word into practice.
There is a third scenario where we find ourselves not doing anything because we imagine it is someone else's responsibility to decide and act. This scenario represents the somebody should do something approach to life. This approach's sinister variant is known as the bystander effect. The bystander effect, identified by sociologists and others, describes how even good people fail to intervene when someone requires their help in a difficult or dangerous situation. There is a kind of collective inertia that befalls bystanders as they witness someone getting assaulted, robbed, or in some way set upon. We back off, pretending not to see, while waiting for the situation to become safe enough to engage with. In the meantime, we hope that someone does something. The bystander effect will be manifest among the many who witnessed what happened to Jesus in his last hours. Acting in situations that have the potential to leave us vulnerable to harsh treatment, accusation or ridicule can be one of the hardest things for a person to do. It is also a preeminent test of character. What in your life requires your attention, even though acting on it will leave you exposed?
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.